Okay, copy that. So the next step we need to do is we need to inform all the passengers that are on your bus that your bus is going to be taken out of service. You're allowed to drive it, but we can't have passengers on it with window glass missing, even if it's on the front door. So you're going to have to ask everybody to please wait for your follower to come get them, and then we're going to have you drive your bus back to the garage and get a new one, okay?
Okay, I'll do that. I did have a road release at 336. I was the person that was handing the bus over at 12th and Division, and then I have an hour wait before I pick up my next bus.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time? I missed the first part.
I hand this bus over. I'm supposed to hand it over at 336 at 12th and Division, and then I have an hour wait there while I get for my next bus to finish my run for the night.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's just deadhead you to center and give me a call once you're there before you park the bus. I'll keep an eye out for you, and we'll see what time it is, see if you have time to get out there in a fresh bus. If not, I'll probably have the relief go out in a new bus. That's probably what's going to end up happening. So it's going to be kind of touch and go, but I'll keep in contact with me, and I'll keep in contact with you, okay?
Okay, and I'm perfectly poised for 405. Do I go south or north? And I'm just not that familiar with how to get back to center from here.
All right, so just go down Division and then take a left on 162nd and then take a right on Powell, and then you know how to get to the garage from there, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's just your normal deadhead from that point. So yeah, Division to left 162nd, right on Powell, and then take your normal deadhead back to the garage.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
You're welcome. 1457.